please exit the bunker, take the red pill, and report for active duty.
Wade in the night to dance the wild ballet, the brutal fray. Wade in the night to lose yourself inside a feral fight. Wade in the night, embrace the unrestrained, the cruel ballet in the fire. In the fire. Fire, bathe in the fire.
Friars Boulevard. After months of extensive planning, the city government had devised an operation that could finally turn the tide of the war. Complicated as it was, it hinged on their modified super soldier, John O'Brien, leading a platoon of men and taking a key facility. Their orders are also very clear that everything and everyone they find is disposable with extreme prejudice. John O'Brien, the lumbering iron golem, darling of the government's modification experiments, infiltrates the labyrinthian facility and with a platoon of men raises a swath of blood and destruction behind them. Finally, they come to the door of the room they were sent to take. John orders the men to hold their positions in the hall, and he blows down the door. Inside are only three non-combatant hostiles, two men and one woman. Woman screams, so he aims at her first. There is a long pause as their eyes lock and hold. Finally, John lowers his gun and sings.
Past the world, past the night, past the stars where seabirds fly, past your dreams to toil and shore, where we will meet again once more.
John O'Brien and his daughter stand staring at each other for a long, frozen moment, until the sound of voices and weapons being locked and loaded echo from the hallway, breaking the spell. John nods slowly at his daughter. He reloads his weapon, turns around, raises it, and walks out into the hall.
Wait in the night, when what you were is through. The light came for you. Wade in the night, the day that you were found and laid your burdens down. Wade in the night, even the walking damned defend their land. Wade in the night, all your creations to return to you in the fire.